This is HPR episode 2289 entitled, Send It Send. Tell if your email has been read! Exclamation. It is posted by Sigflup, and is about 5 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Sigflup announces Send It Send, which is a mechanism to tell if people read your email.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello everyone, Sigflups and Slobble here. This is a new edition of Hacker Public Radio. I'm sitting here on my stoop outside waiting for the tacos to get done. They'll be done soon, that'll be great. What this episode's about is I was listening to the HPR community news. They mentioned a website, or a service rather, where you can tell when people read your email. I forget what this was and where it was from, but it struck me as very clever. And so I thought I'd implement my own sort of thing about seeing if people read your email. The concept is pretty simple. It's a bit of code you put on the footer of your email, provided that the email client that they have renders HTML. This works with Gmail as well. I'll tell you how it works with Gmail. So I put up this website called ss.theodasilva.org. I'm sorry, ss.theasilva.com, that's in the show notes. It's a website implementing this, and it's called SendySend. So SS, SendySend. And you click on Generate Footer. That generates a bit of code to put in the bottom of your emails, provided that you have a client that renders HTML. Or in the case of Gmail, what you do is you copy-paste the URL for an image, there's a URL for an image, and you go to insert image on Gmail and put it in there, and it will get read, like it'll tell that it was read in the preview of your email, so you want to check it twice if you know that the other person is using Gmail. So aside from that, that's the only like weird thing about it. Aside from that, it works perfectly fine. It's off the mechanism that. An HTML compliant client renders a little HTML which fetches an image. This image is a blank image, just called blank.png, and it has an argument with it, and the argument is the code. So again, when you click footer, you get that and a little code. If you go to the website again, you go to check code and you insert that code. And then it'll tell if your email has been read or not. So I'm hoping that the hacker community finds this useful, and give me some feedback. Tell me if it doesn't work. And the first place I've noticed that really does this is Facebook. They have their own mechanisms, right? But they tell you if something's been read or is being. Or people have seen it and stuff like that, and I thought that was kind of cool, right? And so I'm glad that we can do that with email as well. So I'm gonna continue making the tacos, and we'll talk to you all later. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.